B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Find great gifts for everyone at Macy's Backstage, like sweaters, cold weather essentials, pajamas, jewelry, toys, electronics, and a lot more. At Macy's Backstage, you'll get low prices every day on fab finds, off price, on trend, arriving daily. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
The most powerful woman in all of the land. All of the world. Really.
Oh, you can tell us who that is?
Yeah, well, it's not me.
Well, you know.
I wasn't describing myself right there.
Outside of this room.
Yeah. Outside of this room.
Yes, you are the most powerful woman in this room. Don't you ever forget that.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
I've got a funny joke that kind of backfired on a guy, and now he's been elected.
Be careful what you write in.
Yeah.
Okay, if you've put your Christmas tree up lately and your Wi-Fi's gone wonky,
yeah,
I'll tell you why and give you some pro tips on what to do about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll be up, go.
All right, so Forbes comes out with its annual Most Powerful Women in the World list. And number one, I'm going to tell you in a second.
Going right to the top?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you a couple of randos.
Hmm.
Number four is Abigail Johnson, who runs Fidelity, which employs like the world.
She doesn't run Johnson & Johnson?
No.
Oh, okay.
Abigail Johnson runs Fidelity.
Okay.
She lives right around, lives in Milton, I think.
That's sure she really listens to this show.
I'm sure she does.
Good morning, Abigail.
I met her once. I sat next to her at a bar.
That must have made you a little nervous.
It made her nervous.
To be around you?
I didn't know who she was.
Oh, okay.
And then I told her it was back
when she didn't know how to relate to you. You
know, no, exactly. No, and I told her I work for the Herald, and then she stopped talking to me.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, okay. But anyway, all right. Reese Witherspoon, number 74.
Really?
Taylor Swift, yes. Number 78. She's like, Reese is like an entrepreneur, a producer.
I know, she texts me every day.
Reese? Oh, yeah. Yes, because you bought one thing
I
from her company.
One pair of mittens from her company.
You bought some for your wife?
My wife, yeah.
Oh, well, it was a secret.
Every day. Oh, no, it was last
week. Oh, okay, all right, fine. You can unsubscribe.
Oprah Winfrey, 23. Oh. Melinda Gates, number 5. Ooh. Vice President Kamala Harris, number 2, and coming in at number 1, the most powerful woman in the whole wide world, divorcee Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of that random
careful
man, Jeff
space
Bezos.
Cowboy.
Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. Yeah, Space Cowboy.
I'll give you Space Cowboy.
How much did she get? Like, does she get 50% of the Bezos billions?
Yeah. And she's giving it all away.
Yeah, she's not flying up to space.
Nope,
heck,
she's using
that.
Her money for good. I really like her.
Is she single and ready?
No, she's married. She married her kid's science teacher. Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah, in their like little school.
Look at that. That's adorable.
Richville, USA.
Good. She didn't go for some other billionaire.
She had that and was like, no thanks.
Okay, yeah. She said she had that. All right, Brian.
All right, so this guy in Pennsylvania, you know, they had their local election and he and his wife got their mail-in ballots, and there was one of the people running. You could vote for two people, but there was only one person running. It was for inspector of elections.
Mm.
And it was the person's name, and then there was just a blank line. So he and his wife said, hey, let's put my name in. So Avi Hameroff and his wife both wrote his name in, sent their stuff in, and come to find out, those two votes put him over the top. And so the other person won, but there was a two-position, you know.
And he was the only
only other person that got
two votes. Wife may have voted. Yeah, two. Okay.
They got both two
did.
Votes.
Okay.
And it put him over the top, so now he has been elected for 4 years as inspector of elections in his town in Pennsylvania.
That's about right. That is about right.
That's pretty funny.
Well, it's an important job.
Yeah.
You know, for Harvey, is that his name?
Avi.
Avi, yeah. Well,
he's got it now.
There you go. He might enjoy
it.
He might enjoy it, you know?
I'm up for a good joke.
That's a good gig.
Kind of backfired on him.
Because you know what's good about that job, inspector of elections? It's not like you're home inspecting where you got to fake, you know, what's going on here. Right? Like electricity and all that good stuff.
Right.
No. That's the gig.
One.
I'm going to write myself
two,
into
three.
Okay, pro tip. If you decorated your place for the holidays and your internet suddenly stinks, here's might be why. Putting anything in front of your router can cause issues, especially big things like, a Christmas tree? Something that big can block the signal and wreck your internet speed. So if your tree is blocking your line of sight to your router, move the router or the tree. Furthermore, lights and tinsel can make it even worse.
Really?
Yeah, with the radio waves your router pumps out, the tinsel will bounce off and it kind of scatters your signal. So it slows your Wi-Fi down. So there you go. Especially, you know, if you're in the same room where your router is.
Yeah, and I would think, like, if you have a fake tree, an artificial tree, it's got, like, the wire frame of it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't think of that.
Move your router.
Okay,
that's
good
that.
To know.
Anybody still use tinsel? You know, the stringy tinsel?
Tinsel on there. Well, it's
not the stringy.
Nobody uses the stringy. Garland. You're using, like, silver garland?
So, yeah. We call it tinsel.
But it's really not tinsel. It's
tinsel
is like the stuff you hang
from the tree. But
like
the
cats would eat.
I'm going to call it tinsel.
We had a cat once that ate tinsel, and
I bet you saw it again.
Oh yeah,
we saw it coming out, and I had to pull it. And if you've never seen a cat move that fast,
they
had
to pull it.
You had to pull it out. It was just dangling. You want a cat running around with dangling tinsel?
At Christmas time, yes.
Festive.
He didn't think so. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 627. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Thursday. It's the night. So there you go. You're shopping. It's getting close.
I haven't shopped. I haven't
16
shopped at
all.
16 days. I haven't been to a store.
You haven't been to a store yet?
No, you know what? Who needs anything?
Well, this won't help you, but this will help our listeners.
Wow.
This is not going to help you at all.
Oh, it isn't?
No, but it'll help our listeners.
Okay, what?
Where we're doing the great gift giveaway.
Oh, well, gift giving away gifts.
That's what we're doing. We're giving them away.
Yeah.
Right? So be listening in the 9, 10, 1, 5 hours today for your cue to call and win one of these great prizes, like a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. We got Saddleback Mountain lift tickets.
That's fun.
$100 to not your average Joe's. True confession, never been.
What?
Haven't been there yet. Is it good?
Place,
Bob.
Yeah.
I haven't.
The bread is amazing.
That's why I haven't been. But I know.
Try to stay away from the
right?
bread.
Don't
do it.
It's so
but it's
good.
Worth it, right? I heard Jennifer Aniston's even eating bread again and pasta, so
good
maybe
for
I can.
Yeah.
Get it before
one
the end of the new year, because then you have to, you know, do the whole resolution thing.
Oh, that's true.
This is the time to pack it on.
Good. So we do that. So listen at 9. We're going to give you the cue to call. Call number 10 wins whatever that prize is. LBF goes under our little Christmas tree, scoots under there.
Scooting. It's
and,
very rare.
Comes
I
back
scoot,
with a little with a prize. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 o'clock hour. Hey, I got a gift. This was a, you know, you can buy this still. If for the music lovers in your house.
What's that?
Check it out.
Okay.
We here at Philco Records believe when you have a good idea, beat that sucker to death.
Yep.
Introducing Naughty Noel Volume 2.
Christmas tree.
More adult versions of Christmas classics.
Last Christmas, I gave you my...
Oh, wait.
You can't help but tear at these saucy songs.
What a bright time, it's the right.
You get the Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Adesta Fidelis. Think about it. Home for the Holidays.
From Atlantic to Pacific. Gee, the is terrific.
And many more.
We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
Oh, my goodness.
Naughty Noel Volume 2, available only at Record Town.
Yeah. Wow. Good. There you go. Just a gift idea. Okay. LBF, Dirty Laundry, what do you got?
What do I got? Well, I have a lot of stuff, but let's talk about the PDA that went on at a basketball game recently between two very famous people and our favorite couple.
Okay.
One's from Boston.
Boy, I have no idea. At a basketball game. Canoodling. Okay.
Canoodling. All right, I love that word.
There we go. All right, Brian, check the road, 6:30.
All right, this is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance.